AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hillary Clinton plans to campaign in New Hampshire next week, but she was mentioned quite a bit at the GOP Leadership Summit today in Nashua.
She does not have a track record of accomplishment because she lacks the candor and the transparency that are so necessary to leadership.
That is Carly Fiorina. Rand Paul says Clinton has some explaining to do.
I'm starting to worry that when Hillary Clinton travels, there's going to need to be two planes, one for her and her entourage and one for her baggage.
Paul is running for president. Fiorina hasn't made up her mind yet. A motorcycle-riding suicide bomber targeted a bank in Afghanistan in Jalalabad.
Mr. Ghani, the president, said that the attack in which 35 people were killed and 125 people were injured was the responsibility of the Islamic State group.
The AP's Lynn O'Donnell reports the Afghan president had been warning the Islamic State group was ramping up attacks in the country. Five teenagers are under arrest in Australia, accused of plotting attacks on the country's Veterans Day next weekend.
We believe that the attack was inspired by, or the potential attack was inspired by, the Daesh death cult in the Middle East.
Prime Minister Tony Abbott and one of the teens appeared briefly in court on a charge of preparing for or planning a terrorist attack. Four of the 11 people injured during a natural gas pipeline blast at a sheriff's gun range near Fresno, California, have been released from the hospital, but a jail inmate and a public works employee are in the hospital in critical condition. Italy's Coast Guard says 74 migrants have been saved from a sailboat shortly before it sank today off the coast of southern Italy. The rescue comes as Pope Francis and Italy's president called on the European Union to do more to help the country cope with rapidly mounting numbers of refugees crossing the Mediterranean to escape violence in Libya and elsewhere in that region. This is AP Radio News. Officials in Greece say negotiators will meet representatives of the country's creditors again to find common ground in talks over the future of Greece's bailout. International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde says Greece should not abandon the plan.
The key question is to actually manage to fit the overall bill and make sure that the whole effort, the whole partnership hangs together.
Greece is quickly running out of cash. Negotiations with representatives of its creditors in other Eurozone countries have not gone well. Today is Record Store Day. Jack White is offering a limited-run vinyl release of My Happiness, and That's Where Your Heartache Begins, at his Third Man Record Store in Nashville. It's Elvis Presley's first ever recordings. Superfans camped out in front so they would be the first in line to get it. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.